Welcome again. I am your host, Julietta Raoul, to Vibe In with Jules podcast. Our guest is a repeat, and our last purpose was for one reason. Our purpose today is to highlight the Culture Institute of Cosmetology, which is our industry. And so this episode is focused on advocating for a necessary, you know, thing that should be happening here in Alberta. Yes. Gladys Afolayan, welcome again.
Thank you.
Yes, it's nice having you here. Tell us where the name of the school came from.
Oh, good question. So, well, thank you everyone for having me back. Thank you, Julietta, for having me back as well. I'm really honored to be here. And I'm super excited, more excited this time than last time, because we are talking about culture.
Yes.
And as just like you asked, Culture Institute of Cosmetology, I wanted something to do, like I wanted the name to have something, or the roots of the name of the business nice. To be from our culture, mm-hmm. motherland, you know, Africa, what we represent, who we are, what our core, you know, is. So that's where the name comes from, culture. And I know when people refer to culture, they are now using it like in different ways and aspects. My culture starts with a K. Mm-hmm. Okay. So I just wanted to differentiate myself. So when you see culture with a K,
that's you.
That's me.
Well done. Yes. And congratulations on this being the CEO of this beautiful institute. And so culture focuses on Afro-textured hair.
That's right.
Programs, in person and online.
That's right. Yes.
Tell us some more.
So, Culture Institute of Cosmetology, I set up this school out of, you know, a pain, something that is really personal to me because of a need that I saw in the industry mm-hmm. where cosmetology students are graduating, you know, with licenses, doing their journey passings, and they do not know how to work with Afro-textured hair, which is a shame.
True.
You know, if you are a professional, you call yourself a professional, you should be able to offer, you know, just like a doctor, there are general practitioners. Yes. When you meet a doctor, you should be able to offer solutions to some problem mm-hmm. or even, you know, make a recommendation, refer you to, you know, other people who are specialized in it. But to say you do not know anything at all, you are not even comfortable talking about Afro-textured hair.
Imagine.
I think that is unacceptable.
I agree.
That is unacceptable. So when I taught in the hair school here in Calgary, Alberta, that's when I was met with that need firsthand. And then in my beauty center, we couldn't really find any, you know, stylists.
True.
By the way, they are licensed.
Yes.
They are journey persons.
And can't even wash.
Thank you.
Basics.
And actually, that's what Culture Institute is all about, our foundation.
Yes.
Just the basics, like you rightly said. Mm-hmm. Washing, shampooing hair, conditioning hair, knowing how to treat hair. I think anybody who has gone through a professional training, 1 year for that matter, should be able to.
I agree.
Do that.
And it's such a shame that, mm-hmm. you know, Alberta advertises, you know, that they have. Alberta is one of the leading provinces in Canada mm-hmm. when it comes to the trades.
Yes.
Because they've had a really great system.
That's right.
But there have been some changes, and those mm-hmm. changes are affecting us.
That's
and
right.
these are the needs. So how can you be, you know, highlighting diversity and not be catering to mm-hmm. the needs, personal needs, mm-hmm. you know, of your citizens.
When there are paying clients.
Yes.
There are professionals who wants to pay for the services.
Yes.
But it's not available because we don't have, right from the high school, there is no inclusivity. It's not there.
No, it doesn't. You know? It's not even included. It doesn't even yeah. exist. How can you include something that is not available?
That's right.
So what the institute is, it's open and yes. it is active right now.
Yes.
But we're having some challenges, and that's why we're here having this conversation
that's
today.
True. Mm-hmm.
So we need more audience support. You've launched a petition.
I did.
And that is going to be available soon for, you know, yes. all those who support it. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. The government needs for the audience, for the public to prove that an Afro-textured program is necessary.
Needed.
I mean, you don't even have to be black to have curly hair now, and yet curly hair clients are having a challenge. Mm-hmm. So how can you think that, you know, so we need to prove.
Right.
So we need your help.
Exactly.
So tell us how they can reach out and...
Man, Julieta, thank you for this opportunity. Like, I remember when she said, I should do something. We'll be having this podcast on Culture Institute. I just lit up immediately. I'm like, oh my goodness, thank you so
this
much.
This is our industry, okay?
Yeah. Excuse me. So I'm really glad to talk about like my work with the government so far. I would like to say that they've been very, very like receptive towards even listening.
Yes.
At the beginning, this has taken me almost 3 years to get through to them. But finally, they have approved the curriculum.
Yes.
They meaning that they are saying that the Culture Institute of Cosmetology's curriculum has met all the standards set by Alberta. So I'm really happy and excited about that. However, it's only step one.
Yep.
So step one is making sure that what we are even talking about is of standard.
Yes.
So that has been done. Step two is they want to hear from all of you.
Yes.
They are saying that my voice is not loud enough. Our voice in our community is not loud enough. And they are right. You know why? Because learning about Afro textured hair, it's not even about black hair. It's not about black people.
No.
Hair is universal. Look around you. So if you are a salon owner, you are in the beauty industry, you are offering any form of hair services, it's just a matter of time. It's either you catch up to it or it will catch up to you.
Very true.
Because our clients are becoming very diverse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you look around us, you see that so many people are coming out saying that, I love Afro hair. I love the hairstyle. I love the swag it brings. I love how it makes me feel. And this has nothing to do with the skin color. It has nothing to do with where we are coming from. So what we're saying that is a need that people are already looking for solutions to. And we have that solution. So we need your voices. There's a petition that is out already. I'll be making it really, really public. And you can find it also on our website, Culture Institute of Cosmetology. Whenever you see this petition, I want you to do two things. You need to sign it. It doesn't take 30 seconds to sign it. You need to sign it. And you also need to forward it to someone else or even within your contact, within your network, and let people know that the government are waiting to hear from you. So whoever you are, and if you're interested in learning black hair because you want to also make your salon more diverse, inclusive, and, you know, welcoming, you need to sign this petition. They want to hear from you that as much as we with the Afro textured hair need this to be done, you without the Afro textured hair also need the skill because you need to offer these services to your clientele. You need to know the basics. And for this to be done, it won't be done until they hear from you. So please don't hold us back. I'm not saying you are, but by not signing it, you are somehow holding us back.
Yes.
So please sign it so we can move ahead. The school is open. People can take courses. But hey, I also need the government to make it mandatory in Alberta.
Yes.
So this is not about me, Gladys Afolayan, or even Jules.
No.
You know, it's bigger than us, and we need all your help. So please, I'm really hoping that you will spread the word out there and just make this dream a dream that is for all of us.
And we're just a voice.
Yes.
And it's not just Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
Think of, you know, there are so many remote small towns.
Yes.
And
yes,
think of the climate. You know, you have clients who come into town.
Yes.
Edmonton, you know, BC, driving just to
for a hair service.
A hair wash and blow dry.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we're able to have the knowledge, you know, and the education, those other salons can, you know, come to the come out and learn
and
be able to go
to
back.
Serve their
and
community.
So we can serve the community indirectly.
Yes.
So all we're saying is this is not about us. We're just the voice behind it.
That's right.
And it's, you know, it just needs to be done.
Yes.
Because guess what?
It's time.
We want to make sure when we, it's a legacy we're building.
Yes.
And so there's a hunger. We go to cosmetology classes and teach. And then, you know, the first thing they say, oh, it's so nice to be able to see somebody who looks like me. Because when I go in there, none of the mannequins look like me.
That's right.
So
that's
to create a world where you're represented, you know, it's beyond the culture.
That's right.
And so there are many talented hairstylists who cannot do Afro textured hair, not because they don't want to, because it's not available.
Mm-hmm.
And even with Jules Creations offering a small program, there's a limitation to that.
It's not a small program.
It's not a small program. It's a big idea.
Yes.
But the thing is, now you have no excuse. Mm-hmm. If we get your support, we can get it. Let's get this done.
Yes, let's go. Let's go.
You know, let's get the petitions out there. And you don't even have to specifically have this petition. You can start a petition to say, hey, just put the name in there. We need Cultural Institute of Cosmetology. And all of it just goes for the same representation.
Yes.
You know, so just, you know, let your voice be out there.
That's
Do you want to learn to do it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And, you know, and the hunger is in there. So, you know, let's feed those hungers and make sure that there's contentment.
That's right.
Right?
Yes, yes.
One of the things that people don't understand in everyday living is we underestimate the value of our hair. Not a petition. This is not a business. This is not about us trying to make money. It's something so intimate because think of kids who just wake up, you know, into a life and growing up and realizing, I have a texture of hair that I don't know what to do with it. I don't know how to handle it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then parents who don't know how to handle it, they need these services available.
Exactly.
And you should be able to walk into a professional establishment and not be told, I'm so sorry, I don't know how to do your hair.
Does it make them feel like...
It stylish? Makes you feel like there's something wrong with the way you were born.
Yeah.
You understand? It this is so far deeper than just what the Alberta government is asking for.
Yeah.
You know?
Even on the stylist part.
Yes.
Some of them have been called names that they are racist. They don't want to offer hair to, you know, Afro-textured client. They don't care about Afro-textured client.
They truly don't know. And then you have some who do it just to say, well, I'll do it because I can charge you more. And then guess what? They take advantage of it. And we want to be able to nullify that also. Mm-hmm. So if we have more talents, you know, who are very good at it, come. The opportunity is here.
Yes.
But come, support.
Yes.
Say something. Speak up. You know, let us know.
Yes.
And if you have any ideas how we can, you know, get more support, you're welcome to send,
to share. Yeah.
What is your website?
Cultureinstitute.ca. So
there
culture with a K. Institute.ca. Yes, you'll get all the information, the courses, the petition will be there. So just make sure. And to add something to it. Oh, why is it escaping my mind now? I just thought of it right now. No. Oh, it will come back.
It will come back.
Yes.
They always say if it's important, it will come back to you.
Yes.
What the programs that you have. How long? What's the length of the program? So, for example, if they want to know if it's, you know, weeks, if it's a 1-year course, if it's, you know, what are the options?
Yes. So what I forgot just came back to
there
my
we
mind.
Go.
Yes. Uh-huh. So I know we're talking about a lot of like professionals in the industry, but you did mention something that is quite touchy. For parents, for kids. You know, during the summer, I offered the bootcamp for teens and kids who really want to take care of their Afro-textured hair.
Yes.
It includes braiding, basic cornrowing, shampooing, conditioning, and hair care. Products and equipment, big thing.
It is.
Big thing. So we can't really talk about our hair and not talk about the products.
That's true.
And the equipment.
It's necessary.
We need.
Because you cannot walk into one of the big box stores and buy a blow dryer for our hair. Neither a flat iron. It will do the job, but it won't do the job.
It will tease. It's a teaser. So, as we talk about like our hair and what makes it so unique, it's also good to note that the products and the equipment we need. And being in Alberta, especially Calgary, that is so dry. That's a different topic for another day.
Yes.
But now going back to the kids, I noticed that a lot of the kids, especially growing up, they were bullied. Our kids are still bullied.
It's true.
In schools.
It's true.
Because moms they don't know what to do. So they've been called like broccoli head. I've had toast. Like there are different, like defaming.
Chia pet.
Oh my goodness.
It's just heart-wrenching.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this program will also help moms, It will also help the kids themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're waiting, like your child, if they are struggling and they are within the age of 9 to 17, make sure you register them for our boot camp. It happens every year annually.
It sells out pretty quick.
Pretty quick. Within 1 week, it's already done. So if you're interested, make sure you pay attention to when the flyers will be out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, going back to culture and what we offer, our program can, you know, you can finish our program within a week if you're already licensed.
Yes.
If you already have your journeyman certificate, it goes really, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because what that means is that you're already familiar with a lot of the terminologies. You know the professional side of things, your infection control. I don't have to like reinvent that wheel for you. Yep. You already know that.
Just upgrade.
Yes. So when you come, it's just a touch up. So from 1 week, you can learn something new.
Yes.
But the standard that you need to be able to go out to do something new and transforming is 3 months.
And
3 months.
That is worth it.
Yes.
Yes.
So if you are ready to transform your life, if you are a hairstylist, even if you have your journeyman or you don't have your journeyman, you want to go into the industry, 3 months, we can help you transform your life. You can learn a skill, learn it properly, get the whole, you know, the theoretical aspect of it.
Yep.
And then the practice, you know, comes with time. But we'll make sure that you will get you set up within that 3 months that you are able. The goal is not just for you to start making money. Hey, you need to know what you're doing.
True.
Some students are pretty, pretty fast. When they are learning something, they are so hungry that they want to get it done.
It's
so you
true.
Might be done within a month. But we've designed the program, been in the industry for over, you know, 8 years. I've been teaching here in Calgary. I know that an average student coming into cosmetology within 3 months, you should be able to finish a course and start earning from it, making a living out of it.
Yes.
Our courses are online. And it's also in person. If you want to come in person, we'll have that. But hey, because of the people that are not in Calgary, so if you are in, you know, any part of the world, really, we are not limiting ourselves to only Calgary. So online is online. We'll be able to teach you, you know, make really interesting up-close videos, very, very engaging and conversational, where you can actually learn and see it up close, how the textures work and what to do, the manipulation. And we'll give you time to also go practice. From practicing from a mannequin, once you are done with your mannequin, then you graduate to what? Practicing on a life model. Of course, you have to make sure you give them the forms to sign for liability. You're a student, you're not an expert yet. And when you start practicing, after you enroll,
yes,
we'll give you the rest of the information.
Yes.
So make sure you enroll to get all the information. It starts from theory. You have to consume the knowledge itself, okay? So once you are done, there's going to be an exam for you to write. It's only 20 questions.
Yes.
Only 20. And you need 70%. Great to pass. You need to get 70% of it right. You have 3 times to attempt. After 3 times and you don't get it, we won't give you any more attempt, but you have to go back and study the content. So this is not one of those programs where when you're doing, you just be multitasking, doing dishes, you know. No. You have to focus. I want to make sure that we are raising great industry leaders.
Yes.
This is unique. This is, I can't even wait. Just go on the website. Go on, and then we'll chat later. Okay.
You're so excited about this. And that's the beauty of, you know, understanding our talents.
Yes.
And realizing we're getting to the points where our bodies cannot stand the way we used to anymore. So now we're evolved into being leaders and teaching.
Yes.
And then realizing that we can teach, but who are we teaching? What are we teaching them?
Mm-hmm.
So we need no limits on what we're doing. If we have, if we're saying, I will teach you everything I know,
mm-hmm,
which is one of the things that's why I love working with you, is, you know, it's not a secret.
No.
Because they don't get to rob us of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And what we have to offer
that's
is for their own, you know, for their own future.
Yes.
And I'm like you. I want to see generations of our children and children's children, you know, God spares our life, and that, mm-hmm, that we will see them having their hair well done.
Up to 5th generation.
Yes, we claim that.
Amen.
You know?
Amen.
And the thing is, I feel truly blessed. This talent, I never thought we would have, you know, evolved it like this.
God is good.
And it's just God's grace. Mm. And we're very grateful.
Yes.
And so that gratitude in us,
mm-hmm,
we're giving that back out to you to say, it's not about money.
Yes.
Money is part of it. But yes. Don't want to do hair because of money. Home in on your skills. She said it all the time. You know, the skills are there to learn. We're here to teach you.
Yes.
We're here to teach you. You have the mentorship out there.
And you're looking at one of the best. You are looking at the best in Alberta, okay?
Not the best. She's always striving to do better.
You are looking like, you guys are so blessed. You have no idea. Like, how long have you been in the industry?
I have honestly been doing hair.
Yes.
Like, actively since I was 11 years old. I'm not talking just experimenting in the yard. Like, actively, I have been passionate about doing hair from so young.
Let me do the maths for them. I won't tell them the real maths, okay? So just stop right there. Did you hear her say 11? Okay, I have been in the industry for what? Let's say 30. Now, let me give you the numbers. 30 plus 40 or 45. Do the maths. That's and these are years of experience.
Yes.
Both with Afro textured hair.
Yes.
And also with straight hair.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing it from when we were young. We went to school for this.
Yes.
We've done our part. We are Red Seal certified. We have all our certificates all done. Plus the experience.
Plus additional training from
additional
the
training
US
from
and
the
Atlanta.
Yes.
We travel and we still training. We collaborate. Hey, this is coming up. This is what we're giving to you. We're not sitting down here saying, come to my salon and get your hair done. No, we're saying to you, be an owner in the industry.
Yeah.
We will guide you how to do it.
Yeah. And we're here to pour into you.
Yes.
So whatever we're charging, whatever culture is charging you, we're charging you is nothing compared to what you become.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So you will have such a great time. And our courses, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I thought that when she invited me, I'm like, oh. The courses we are offering, you know, the Afro textured hair we have, you know, the hair care, proper hair care, science of hair, silk press, so you don't burn your client's hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. The type of equipment, what to use and what not to use, the product, what to use, so they don't leave your salon looking greasy, you know, like they are chicken, so they've been fried in oil. So there are just so many things that you cannot do after you take our course. So when you come out and you're offering professional services and people are looking, they're like, hey, who are your mentors? Who are your instructors? You are looking at them right here.
Yes.
So, and then we also have great other courses. I don't want to talk about the courses. They are just too many and I don't want to take up your whole day.
But they're diverse.
Yes, yes, yes. So it covers everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But remember our focus. What is our focus?
Afro-textured hair right across the board.
Yes.
And it's the reason why the focus is so important is because the industry, it's fading in Alberta. And it shouldn't fade. What happens if we decide, you know, God forbid, that we had to move or our life took us somewhere else? Who's the voice here? There are no big voices here. There are a lot of community influence.
How many more salons are here in Calgary? Oh, professionals.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
you hear clients come to you all the time and say, you're the only, you and, you know, Gladys are the only salons in town. And I'm like,
how many black people are here?
There are other salons. And so we want to highlight that. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to be able to say, hey, these are the options. And we want for us to collaborate, train those who are coming.
That's right.
So then that way we can, you know, we're not wearing out ourselves.
Yeah.
And retiring, you know, retiring exhausted.
Yeah.
I want to retire looking like this. Okay. You want to retire looking,
yes.
You know, I don't want to retire tired.
Yes.
I want to retire and know that we left a legacy.
A legacy, yeah.
Okay. Something. So this is what we're building. We're helping you recognize if this is your skill. You have no excuses anymore.
We're
saying to you, we will teach you everything we know.
That's
we will
right.
point you in the right direction.
Yes.
The resources are there. Just tell the government. Okay? That's what we're saying to you. Tell the government you're interested.
Yes.
So the more voices that are interested, the more we can get this going.
That's right.
You know, and then we can see.
Just a matter of time.
Yes. and see culture move across Canada.
And other ones too.
Yes. And because there are others that are coming up, but you're not hearing about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, let's start working together.
Yes.
You know, no more secrets.
No, no.
Nobody's robbing you of who you are and what you have, but this is community.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
So
thank you. This is home for me. This is home for me. You know, this hair and just building the industry. And and it took us a while to figure it out.
Yeah.
But we're here.
And it won't take them that long.
And we're trying for them to not take that long.
Pave the way for them.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Gladys, thank you.
My pleasure.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And may this journey grow even wider.
Amen.
And may your territory just keep expanding, and may our worlds intertwine in success.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you. Thank you for being with us today. This is the last episode of this season. I want to thank you for just viewing, sharing, subscribing, and let us know your comments, because we're not stopping here.
No.
And so we want to get your insight. We want to hear what entrepreneurial, you know, issues you want to hear about, what sources you want to know, because we want to show more to you. And we want to see you excel. And like we always say, excel with us. Or just give us room to do our thing. But we want you to excel with us. So if you have challenges and you just want to be able to figure out, you know, I want to do my own business, it doesn't have to be hair. That's just our own passion. But what is yours? You know, what is yours? And, you know, the resources are there. It's not a gender thing. It's not a color. It's not an age. It's for everybody. So you can reach out to us and we can point you in the right direction.
Right.
Thank you for watching. Thank you again for joining us.
My pleasure.
And my name is Julieta Raul. We'll see you soon.